Foreign investment will be given wider access to China's fast-growing aviation market, according to an amended industry regulation. Foreign companies will be allowed to invest in all domestic airlines following the institution of the new regulation, and their shareholding limitation will be lifted to 49% from the 35% in effect at the moment. The limitation is to be lifted further in airport investment. The new regulation modifies the 49% shareholding cap for foreign investment to a vague description, saying that Chinese companies must hold relatively major shares in such cooperative investments. It will take the place of the former regulation, which has been in effect since 1994. Investment mechanisms are varied in the new scheme. Besides the former mode of joint ventures, foreign companies can also obtain their shares through buying stocks and other authorized means of investment. The new foreign investment regulation was co-drafted by the General Administration of Civil Aviation of China, the CAAC, the State Development Planning Commission, and the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Economic Cooperation, and has been approved by the State Council. The general aviation market is also being opened wider to foreign companies. Except for some sensitive fields that might involve China's defense security, most air services will be open to foreign investors. The regulation states for the first time that officials from foreign companies investing in the field can also act as presidents or general managers of the companies or airlines they invest in. Foreign companies will have the chance to share in the fast development of one of the world's biggest aviation markets, said Yang Guoqing, Vice Minister of CAAC. Yang said CAAC took suggestions from domestic airlines into consideration when drafting the new policy and agreed that extensive foreign investment could help push the development of China's aviation industry.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, what is true about the industry regulation in question? Number two, in which area is the foreign company's shareholding limitation lifted the greatest? Number three, which statement is true about the former regulation? Number four, what is new in the regulation being talked about? Number five, what did CAAC take into consideration when drafting the new policy?